keep an eye now, of course, on what's unfolding in our neighboring country, Eswatini. SADC has deployed envoys to meet with the king, Jeff Radebe, who is, of course, part of that delegation. The former minister here in South Africa says Mswati seems willing to talk, but will it be enough to try and arrest the tide that has been unfolding in Eswatini? Violent protests have flared up recently to the point that transport, telecoms and schooling have been suspended at intervals and major towns have been shut down. People are dying in Eswatini. The death toll now sits at around 29. Scores were wounded just yesterday and taken to various facilities in Manzini and Mbabane. This man is an absolute monarch. Why would he give up power? Wandile Dlulu is the Secretary General of the People's United Democratic Movement, the largest opposition party in that country, and he joins us now. A very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Morning, and greetings to listeners at home. And thank you for having us.
We are obviously all very concerned about what's unfolding in your country. Just from what you know, how bad are things at the moment?
Yeah, we're on the brink of something dramatic. In our history, the police and soldiers are roaming the streets, indiscriminately killing and shooting innocent, unarmed civilians in townships and in the rural and across the country generally. It's been this situation in the last 2 days. It's been this situation in the last 3 months. It's not getting any better because the king is seriously not listening.
I'm particularly interested because we're so familiar with this type of legislation, the Suppression of Terrorism Act of 2008. This is what is being used right now to target civilians in the way that you've just described. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Just explain what it says and how it is being used to target the protesters.
With the advent of terrorism globally, all governments and societies had to tighten their legal framework and to come up with laws that ensure much tighter safety and security measures. And in countries like ours, where there is generally an authoritarian rule, it became an opportunity to use terrorism laws to further stifle and strangle the dissenting views. This has seen His Majesty passing the Suppression of Terrorism Act of 2008 and immediately arresting the leader of the main opposition and leader of the Swazi Revolution, Public Mario Masogo. And it has been the situation since then. People have been arrested, tortured, beaten and killed under the guise and the use of this legislation. It has been widely criticized by Amnesty International. Even the same, American and England agencies who were quite leading in encouraging countries to pass this act have also, affirmed our critique that they are not necessarily threats of terrorism in Swaziland, but authoritarianism is the big problem.
What are you calling for? I mean, we know King Mswati is an absolute monarch. I see no incentive for him to relinquish that power.
We, PUDEMO, has been calling, together with many other pro-democracy organizations and just patriotic citizens, the democratization of our country, transfer of power from the monarchy to a constitutional multi-party democratic order where we will safeguard the rule of law, respect for human rights, and the right of the nation to determine its destiny, elect its own government, and, reconfigure, if any, the role of the monarchy. But it has been falling on deaf ears for the last 48 years, in almost 50 years now.
Right. We are a democracy. A lot of what you've described is how we hope, at least, we are functioning in terms of what's on paper in Swaziland. I want you to explain to our audience who may not be familiar. In Eswatini, I beg your pardon, the king appoints the prime minister. He holds considerable influence on all executive and legislative decisions. He's the commander in chief of the army and the police. You've got a sham of democratic rule there, don't you?
We don't have at all democracy here at all. We have, as you correctly hinted earlier on, an absolute monarchy that runs and owns the country. And in the literal sense of the word, they hold the land. The land we walk on is held in trust to the Swazi nation and ostensibly owned by the royal house, which is why people easily get evicted without compensation. The minerals that you get, it's only the king who assents to any deal with a foreign company that seeks to dig our minerals, and it will depend on the shareholding. The more he gives a good shareholding, the king may agree. If not, we'll cancel the contract immediately, and the business person will not even have recourse in court. The king can't be arrested. The queen mother and the royal house, they steal and loot our money daily. We can't arrest. It's written down. We can't be arrested. You have them not paying tax. You have them doing everything under the sun. They are above the constitution. It's a complete anarchy, courtesy of the 12th April, yeah, 1973 decree.
Again, as I said earlier, I don't see how he would walk away from all of that. Are you looking to SADC, the same body that's been dithering for weeks now, just about even issuing a statement on the current crisis?
Bongani, we believe more on ourselves. Believe more that change will be the act of the people themselves. Kudemo has always shared that strategic pillar in our strategy and tactic. But secondly, we do, of course, look up to multilateral structures like SADC, the EU, and many others to really stand up and stop this and tiptoeing around the truth and dancing with the devil, so to speak, in the sense of you allow a monarchy that is a signatory to many of our human rights, electoral and government policies and conventions. But in real terms, the king violates everything. And as SADC, you continue to tiptoe. And South Africa and the rest continue to, you know, be hot and cold on a government.
Yeah.
Every time, as you said earlier on, they are open. But in real terms, me and Swazis know that the king always projects himself as a listening. But in fact, it is changing to remain the same.
Wandile, we have seen SADC unable to do anything about the insurgency in Mozambique. SADC watched the economic meltdown of Zimbabwe. Our own issues here in South Africa, particularly the July riots and looting, SADC offered no solution. I'm not fully convinced that these envoys who've been sent there are going to influence the king in any way. Are there actions, if that process doesn't yield results, are there actions this government, this country, South Africa, in other words, can take to try and make it uncomfortable for Mswati for the status quo to remain?
Well, look, our biggest challenge is the modern governments in the world we have, including SADC and AID Africa, is they are structured in such a way that they favor, whatever they do, favors business. They are there to safeguard the interest of the elite few business conglomerates. They are not biased to the concrete conditions and circumstances of African people, which is why, time and again, whatever SADC tries to do, they lean towards the incumbency, whether in Zimbabwe, whether in Mozambique, and elsewhere. And here in Swaziland, without exception, they lean towards the incumbent. Even when all indications are clear that the problem is with the incumbency, under the guise of stability, we do not prioritize justice. We do not prioritize peace. prioritize stability because it's a condition that is important for business to thrive. That is our biggest problem. We have revolutionary, so-called liberation movement and revolutionary movement who speak about everything, but in effect run government that are nothing but an executive committee to safeguard the interest of business and few elites, many of whom, funny enough, are even of foreign origin for that matter.
The big club of pals, Wandile Lulu. Appreciate your time. The Secretary General of the People's United Democratic Movement, of course, Mswati, has dismissed protesters, saying that anybody who's trying to make noise about gross human rights violations are marijuana smokers. That's what he has dismissed them as. I have said, squeeze him and go after him and the royal family. Make it no longer worth it. Otherwise, there's no incentive. Why would he give up all of that power? But we can maybe use some of our leverage against him and his royal household.